to Century Flashback for February 4th, 1925. Brought to you by Pruden Camp Funeral Home, personal dignified service since 1876. Well, yesterday we started to talk about this hearing being held on a petition for a bus line, the International Bus Corporation of Buffalo, to operate motor buses on the streets of Lockport and its proposed line between Buffalo, this city, and various Niagara County villages. Now, no action had been taken. So where we left off was the operating manager of the International Railway with headquarters at Niagara Falls and superintendent of transportation of the Lockport Buffalo and Lockport Olcott divisions of the International, manager of the international freight traffic, were also present at this hearing. So we got buses going against trains is what the story here is. The attorney, who was the first speaker, asked the council, with Alderman Ray Stockwell of the Fourth Ward present of the body presiding in the absence of Mayor Crosby through illness, to postpone the action until the president of the bus corporation, also head of the International Railway Corporation, could be present. The other speakers opposed the position on the grounds that the Common Council had already granted an application, having served by the run of its buses here. They acquired to who had become the company and were advertised by the President Stockwell and was prevented from operating as a result of an injunction having been served by the International Railway Companies. It gets deep. Century Flashback has been brought to you by Pruden Camp Funeral Home, personal dignified service since 1876. WLB.